This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio. Good evening. I welcome my longtime colleague and friend, Jeff Bliss. He is Pacific Watch and deal of action in California. My goodness, California politicians dominating the story. We begin, however, with none of the above. Legoland is reopening. Jeff, I didn't know that it'd be so exciting to announce this, but it is, strangely, having practiced Legos with my children when they were young. I'm sure they're distributed everywhere in the house. At some point, we'll find all of them. Maybe they'll go on for generations. And when planet Earth is no more but a cinder, the visitors from afar will find Legos underneath the surface of the Earth. They're everywhere. But Legoland, Jeff, reopening. This looks like a sign of confidence. Does this match the other reopenings of parks in California? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Yes, it does match the excitement around the openings of the other parks. They're getting a jump on the others. This is a park that is of primarily interest to children and young families, but it does have roller coasters and other attractions, very hands-on park. So they're obviously signaling they're not worried about, you know, contamination or whatever. This is located, by the way, in northern San Diego County in a town called Carlsbad. So it's kind of halfway between San Diego proper and Los Angeles. Still very, very popular. Millions of people have visited it, and there are a lot of people very excited it's reopening. Most certainly the businesses and the vendors that are in the area surrounding Legoland, they're thrilled because their business is going to come back as well. And this is a story we're going to see repeated throughout California, because with the closure of the theme parks, the amusement parks, California has lost billions and billions of dollars in tourism and other related monies that are just going to be very hard for the state to get back.
I note that the Sea Life Aquarium will also open in the middle of April with the water park. So that tells me right away that there's confidence that people can get back in the water again. You know, the great white shark has left us, the great white shark called the pandemic. Jeff, there's more excitement in Southern California, in Orange County, because of the shortfall you just mentioned. The excitement, of course, is baseball season is coming. Now, you've got 4 extremely expensive teams, the Dodgers, the A's, the Angels, and the Padres. Let's start with the Dodgers. What is the announcement of Dodger Stadium reopening and the price of the tickets? What do we know, Jeff?
The Dodgers are going to reopen Dodger Stadium, which usually seats about 56,000, but they're talking about making capacity about a third of that. And they're going to put people in pods of groups of 2 to 6 people. It'll be contactless, sales of food, parking, all those types of things. The Angels and the Padres are also working on that. Farther up north, you have the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants. They're working on similar programs. I've not seen any announcements from them. But the Dodgers right now, who have one of the priciest tickets for season ticket holders, are talking about and dealing with how they're going to recalibrate the pricing. So at Dodger Stadium, you have prices that range for season ticket seats for a little over $5,000 a season up in the bad seats, so to speak, all the way up to almost $16,000 a seat per season. So there's a lot of fixing they're having to do there, making some refunds and adjustments, but the sales appear to be going in a lottery style, and that's coming up. And they've done some preliminary announcements, but there's some more information coming out for season ticket holders and others who are interested.
It looks, Jeff, that the Dodgers are making a distinction before June 2nd and after June 2nd. Before June 2nd, they're not permitting season ticket holders. They'll refund them. But after June 2nd, they are, telling me that there's some anticipation that as the summer comes on this year, there won't be sudden restrictions again. There'll be confidence. And, Jeff, I have to guess it's the vaccine. That's the big difference. The weather's always nice in California. Baseball's always exciting. But we've been vaccinated, or the vulnerable of us have been vaccinated. And I learned, Jeff, that in the state of Ohio, they've now lowered the age for vaccination for anyone to 16. 16. So that's coming to California's way. I understand there's been a delay in the vaccine in California. Some states have struggled more than others. But that promises that the vaccine will start to catch up in California, and the Dodgers have confidence they're not going to have to shut down again. That's positive, Jeff.
Yes, you're seeing this, in the tourism industry. You're seeing it in the recreation, leisure industries, entertainment industries. Some of the movie theaters are starting to come back again with limited, planned out seating and such. And, of course, a whole other host of businesses, industries, silos, what have you, are talking about, look, we're making the adjustment now. We're not waiting. And others are hearing about the tiers changing to the more permissible tiers that are opening up right now. So, yeah, it does seem statewide that we're seeing this kind of light at the end of the tunnel, certainly feeling that way. You're seeing more people show up at different events. And this past weekend, the video and the photos from Las Vegas, it almost looks like it always did. The pools are crowded. There are plenty of people in the casinos. People are up and down the strip. So out here in the West, it's almost returned to normal.
There's a new political actor to take note nationally, a legislator, Assemblyman Rob Bonta, who is named by the governor the new attorney general, because the previous two attorney generals have gone on to higher office in Washington. What is salient about Mr. Bonta? What is his presentation, Jeff?
Rob Bonta's appointment as attorney general marks a very interesting change, shift, whatever you want to call it, here in California, because he's going even more progressive than he was with Becerra, who's now in Washington, or anyone else. And he's been a person that has been fighting for police reform, has been looking to abolish the death penalty and to eliminate cash bail for many offenses. And so when you had Becerra, who was very much viewed as being somebody who was going after the Trump administration, I think he filed more than 100 lawsuits. This is going to be somebody that looks inward at police and other matters that have been, a hot topic, especially among minority groups in California, rising minority groups, and certainly progressives. He's looked at as being the most progressive person, perhaps, that has been appointed by Gavin Newsom. It's an important signal to that part of the party, to that part of Newsom's base, as well as to the Asian American community. Bonta is the first Filipino American to hold that post, and it comes at a time when we're dealing with the question of violence and other types of hate crimes against Asian Americans, especially in California. So he really kind of checked off a lot of boxes when he did this. This the governor speaking. And he's made a lot of people happy with his appointment.
Two people who aren't happy were two people who wanted the job. One of them I know very well, Adam Schiff. I believe the governor called them beforehand. Do we know Mr. Schiff? Does he have plans to stay in Washington? Or is there a higher office for him to run? He's nationally famous.
That's a very good question. Some people have said that maybe one day he'll be the person that fills Dianne Feinstein's seat if she is either, leaves or decides not to run again. But he was, I'm sure, quite disappointed. He's here in Los Angeles today checking out the vaccine distribution. But the other person was Daryl Steinberg, who's the mayor of Sacramento. It's a very important job. And, of course, he'd been in the state legislature before. And I believe it was Steinberg who was being really forwarded by Nancy Pelosi. So I'm sure Newsom didn't make everybody happy with that choice, but he did, I think, get the biggest part of the base happy with the choice of Bonta.
I note, Jeff, that cash bail has become a controversial point in California. I believe that Mr. Bonta is against cash bail, And that matches the DA in San Francisco and the DA in L.A. And you tell me there's a court decision in these last days about the about cash bail. What is it, Jeff?
That's correct. There was a ruling was just handed down recently by the California Supreme Court restricting the use of cash bail, saying, you know, courts must consider the arrestee's ability to pay. And so it fits in quite well with the things that are being done in L.A. by Gascon, the DA there, and Bodine, the DA in San Francisco. And a lot of people are pointing to this and saying, look, you're letting people out on the streets who are oftentimes violent criminals or major repeat offenders, and they're just going back to what they did before. So you have a lot of people very angry about this, and now there is a very solid recall movement against Gascon. There's a growing one against Bodine, and I think you'll see some changes in the electorate in terms of which way they lean next time, because of the sharp rise in crime throughout the state, because of things like the cash bail movement and other issues that these two have championed.
Now, here's some good news for California. It's the helicopters are flying, raining cash down on California. I read from the lead at CalMatters. During the last cataclysmic recession, California's state government was forced to cleave billions from its budget to close an historic deficit. This year, thanks to a very unequal economic downturn and a tax code that relies on the wealthy, the state is swimming in cash, even during the pandemic. And we race ahead, Jeff, to learn that the recent legislation in California, Sacramento has $26 billion to spend. $26 billion. Now, Jeff, I know that Sacramento can be unpopular, but certainly they're now everybody's best friend. I read from CalMatters that doctors, activists, business groups, everybody's lining up for the raining from helicopters cash. Is L.A. ready, Jeff? Has Mr. Garcetti lined up?
He is more than lined up. I would not want to get between him and Sacramento. You'd get run over. And the same is true with many of the other cities' mayors. But this is a story we're hearing that the mayors and the association groups and special interests are now just stampeding, if not virtually in person, to Sacramento saying, we want a cut of this pie. We want our slice. And it's really it's going to give Sacramento lawmakers power that they've never had before as they, you know, decide how to loosen the purse strings. But it's really interesting to see a state which was saying, what are we going to do with them, you know, getting hurt so badly by the pandemic, now swimming in money, not just the federal, you know, action plan, the rescue money that's coming, but also the money that's come from people who've made a great deal of cash during and off of the pandemic and the shutdown. You have a lot of people in Silicon Valley who have done quite well. I mean, really exceeded anything anybody imagined. And that money is being taxed at a pretty high rate, and that's going to help California.
Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. We're going to turn to the crisis at the border and what it means for California. And then there is the story of the governor and recall. Where is it? I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.